and trucks and SUVs. We fix them all. We guarantee tires and brakes, engine repair. KT will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get an oil change. Let the KT fix your car and make your day. Kinda's tire is second to none. We on the KT can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kinda's Tire, otherwise known as the KT. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kinda's Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information, so that if someone asks you, are you sure, you can join the thousands of others and say, I am sure. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes starting at only $399. Randy's has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster. Randy's has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
The Deckerville Eagles lead at halftime by 10 points, 24-14, over the Central Lake Trojans. After a back-and-forth first quarter, but the second quarter just belonged all the way to the Deckerville Eagles as they lead by 10 points, 24-14. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got to this play, this score?
Central Lake started the scoring with a Spangler 5-yard run. Two-point conversion was good. They were out to an early 8-0 lead. Deckerville, however, would respond. Isaac Kineth hits Zach Ostrowski on a touchdown catch, and the two-point conversion is there. And after one quarter, we were tied at 8 apiece. On fourth down and 9, basically at midfield, Mortensen hits Hoogerhide for a 49-yard touchdown reception. Two-point conversion, no good.
That's key.
It absolutely is. Central Lake would take the lead 14-8, 10:49 left in the second. Brendan Handley would power it in later from a 1-yard on a 1-yard run, and the two-point conversion was good. They take the lead 16-14. Deckerville does, with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. And with 50 seconds left in the first half, Isaac Kineth heats Kenton Bowerman on a 31-yard touchdown catch. Keep in mind, it was 4th and 6. And the two-point conversion throw from Rumzik to Jeff Stone was good. And that would be how your first half would end, with Deckerville leading Central Lake 24-14.
When you take a look at offensive production, Central Lake still has more yardage than Deckerville, 200-159. Deckerville, 25 rushes for 101 yards. Through the air, 3-for-4 passing for 2 scores and 58 yards from Isaac Kineth. And that's because of that short field and that second score, which kind of is offsetting the offensive production. Leading the way would be Kenton Bowerman, no one else, 14 carries for 70 yards for him. And I do believe he has the one rushing touchdown for Deckerl. No, I take that back.
Brendan Hanley.
I'm looking at that wrong. Up next, we have Cole Rumsick, 6 carries for 21 yards. And then Tyler Howard. Excuse me, Brendan. Yeah, Brendan Hanley, 2 carries for 6 yards for him. Chase Patel, 3 carries for 4 yards. Then Isaac kind of threw the air. Quite successful so far. His only non-completion was his first pass of the day. Then a 15-yard completion. And a 12-yard completion for a score, and then a 31-yard completion for a score to wrap up that first half of scoring. Kenton Bowerman, 2 receptions for 46 yards. Ostrowski, 1 reception for 12 yards and a score. And then the only incomplete pass was to Wyatt Janowak, which was in good coverage. Taking a look at Central Lakes offense, it's a 3-headed horseman for the Trojans. And leading the way would be their fullback, Grant Pampanow. 15 carries, 98 yards for him. And then we have Spangler, 7 carries, 32 yards and a score. And Gavin Mortensen, 7 carries for 21 yards as the quarterback.
And might I point out to you, Gavin Mortensen has 21 yards rushing with a 22-yard carry. So he's had 6 carries for minus 1 yard. So Deckerville done a really good job negating him. They just got to keep Grant Pappenow from breaking away with those big runs. And most of the time, it's because he breaks tackles, and that's huge for Deckerville in the second half. Got to continue to tackle better.
Central Lake has only attempted 2 passes. Mortensen 1-for-2 in passing for 49 yards, but that was a strike to Jace Hoogerhide for their second score of the day. It's 24-14, Deckerville leading by 10 points. As then we take a look at the defensive numbers. Deckerville with 24 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, no interceptions. Central Lake, 28 tackles, no tackles for a loss, though. Leading the way, Dylan Michael, number 21, and Grant Pampanow, each with 5 tackles. Skyler Spangler out of the secondary with 4, as well as Gavin Mortensen. And then 2 tackles for Hoogerhide, as well as TJ Schultz. And then Noah Newton, Trevor Kane, then 1 tackle for Vance Hooksma and Dalen Clark. Dalen Clark out with injury at this moment. Right knee injury looked quite severe for him. Deckerville's defense, 24 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. Leading the way, Wyatt Janowak for the linebacker position, 9 tackles for him. Curtis Vogel, also linebacker, 7 tackles for him. 3 tackles apiece for Kenton Bowerman and Travis Trigger. Then 1 tackle for Ostrowski and Chase Patello. Cole Rumsick with both tackles for a loss of 1 yard apiece. And 1 tip pass to Kenton Bowerman, which saved a touchdown on the right side of your radio early in this game. And 1 penalty on defense for Deckerville as a face mask. What I'd like to point out, though, Central Lake's offensive penalties, they have 4. 3 of those were false starts on the same set. 3 penalties of false starts for 15 yards and 1 holding on a return.
All back-to-back-to-back plays. They went from 2nd and 6 to 2nd in a very long ways. And right after that, their center goes out, and it was just a disaster of a series for Central Lake. But the stat that you don't see on here is special teams, and that's why it's a big reason why Deckerville is in the position where they're at. You see they were outgained, outplayed. There was more plays run against them. They have more yards, Central Lake does, than Deckerville. And looking at that, why is that? Well, their special teams, led by Wyatt Janowak, has kicked off twice and pinned them inside their own 20 both times. And a lot of that is to do with Spangler not making good decisions with the football, but good kicks put him in that decision-making position, and that's what really started it, and kick coverage after that. And then one time also when they forced Deckerville, they forced the punt to Deckerville, Ken Bowerman made him pay with a 20-yard return and put him in a very short field. So that special teams of Deckerville has been absolutely the difference in this game to me. And as Deckerville starts to play better, the tackling comes to be a little better, the offensive line play is better, you're seeing Kenton Bowerman benefit from it.
And talking about those special teams, Spangler, the returner for Central Lake, 3 returns, 26 yards. And his last return, 26 yards. His first 2, no gain on either of them, which pins him way back at the 5 and also the 14 another time. We're about 8 minutes away from starting the second half of the state championship from Marquette, Michigan, as the Deckerville Eagles lead 24-14 over the Central Lake Ellsworth Trojans right here on the WLW Sports Network. Stay tuned. White's second half of 24 minutes of action coming up.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks.